Atenco, Sur Central, la tierra es del pueblo. Atenco,
Sur Central,
la tierra es del pueblo. Atenco,
Sur Central, la tierra es del pueblo.
Y sigue rápido.
La misma lucha.
Thank you.
Atenco y South Central. Sí, señor.
This is Alejandro Reyes. We're here at South Central Farm. And with us to talk about the situation is Rosa Romero. Hi, Rosa.
Hi, how are you doing, Lee?
Good. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about the background of the farm and what's going on here right now?
So basically in the 1980s, Ralph Horowitz owned this land, and the city took it under eminent domain to build a trash incinerator. Actually, the local community at the time fought it because they didn't think that a trash incinerator was the best way to use this space. They thought there was enough pollution in this area. So they fought it, and it lay dormant for a while. The 92 uprising happened, and they were trying to find ways in which they could increase the quality of life in South LA. So the food bank, which is right across the street from the South Central Farm, saw this plot of land, and people were already kind of growing their own food here. It was an empty lot that they were growing nopales and some tomatoes. And so they said, well, why don't we just, you know, make it a community garden? So they invited the community in, they cleaned the land, they brought in some soil to make it fertile again, and they divided it up for families. And basically families who qualified for the same low-income requirements as welfare were allowed to grow food for their families. And so let's talk 10 years later, about 3 years ago, they got an eviction notice on their door. And they didn't understand why. They thought that, you know, they were here under a contract with the city to grow food for their family. And so they did some investigation, and what they found out was Ralph Horowitz was mad that it was taken under eminent domain and wasn't used as a trash incinerator and was instead used for a community garden. He thought that he had first right to the land. So he went to court three times, and three times Judge Crispo ruled that he had no right to the land. But he did he threatened to sue the city. So basically, the city attorney advised the city that they shouldn't face this lawsuit. And so in a backroom deal, they sold this public land that was for public use in a backroom deal for $5 million. And it was even more land than he originally owned, knowing that it was well worth over about $16 million. And so basically what happened was we have some really good lawyers that stalled this. And for 3 years, the farmers continued to till the land and have grown crops for their families. And they exhausted all of their legal fronts. And so this past Tuesday, they were told that Ralph Horowitz was able to ask the sheriffs to forcefully remove the farmers and their supporter from the land. And so that's when we ran on red alert. We called everyone to come out, come for an encampment on the land. And then so Julia Butterfly came over to live in the trees. So did John Quigley. And so did Daryl Hannah. We had different celebrities stop by in and out, all voicing their opinion as why we should keep this green open space. And the communities come out. And as you can see tonight, we have at least, I don't know, like 500 people that's coming. We have about, every night we have at least 80 people in our encampment. We take shifts, we do foods, we do security, cleanup. You know, it's become a real community where everyone's really working hard to save this place.
And what's the situation right now? Has the police actually tried to accomplish the eviction? Is there any plan, specific date? What's going on right now?
Basically, it's been a process of intimidation. There's been LAPD as well as the sheriff circling overhead as well as in squad cars.
How many families are living here?
There's 350 families. They each till their own plots and they make food for their family. This isn't, you know, your little weekend garden project. These people are growing serious food. You'll see so many heirloom crops, lots of corn, a lot of native crops to Mexico like chipolín, huasincle, that you don't really find in the store. So there's everyone's really proud of their crops, and there's also a transgenerational phenomenon that happens here. You have grandparents working with their grandkids and learning. The first time I came here, I got a garden tour from a 6-year-old and a 13-year-old, and they identified every single plant and told me their medical uses and how to cook them. And so you can really see that there's a value to this land that these children don't learn in school.
And this is right in the middle of Los Angeles, and it has also an environmental value, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, it's right in the middle. If you look around, it's all gray buildings, it's all industry, it's all warehouses. And this kind of, it serves as a carbon sink. It serves as a beautiful, green, peaceful oasis in the middle of our urban squalor. And what's really sad is that the developer wants to build yet another warehouse in this blighted community. And if you look across the street, there's like three abandoned warehouses. There's no need for that here, but there is a need for having food that feeds families.
Now, there's a concert going on right now, which is not only in support of you and to avoid the eviction of the farmers, but also in protest against the repression that took place in Mexico in San Salvador Atenco. What is the relationship between those two events?
Well, actually, before we even knew that we would be in an encampment, we chose to sponsor this concert because it was talking about La Otra Campaña, talking about the use of grassroots communities to empower themselves and their families and their communities. So we're here because we see the connections. We see that farmers are being displaced by large corporations, that families and communities are being displaced by things such as Walmart. What's really interesting is what happened in Atenco with the Walmart. It's the same thing that's happening here. It looks like the highest bidder for this land is a Walmart. They want to build a warehouse here. Come on!